Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom, equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Thank you to Marcy for the intro to this week's episode. Marcy is part of the Super Network, which is a network of many different podcasts, but the one that I want to talk about today is the Podcasters of Horror, which is a podcast that delves into horror anthologies from TV shows to films. It started with Mick Garris's Masters of Horror and continues beyond. You can find Podcasters of Horror as well as all the other podcasts they do, and trust me, there are a lot of them. You can find them over at supermarcy.com. That's SupermarcyY.com, or via the top podcatchers such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Marcy was kind enough to give a shout out for my project, Lycan Solomon's Odyssey, on Kickstarter, and so I wanted to return the favor. So please, please, please go check out all their amazing shows over on the Super Network at supermarcy.com. I really, really appreciate their help, and I appreciate you guys for going and checking out their shows. Give them a 5-star review, give them a like, subscribe, all that jazz, and be sure to tell them Botched sent ya.
Let me spit on it. Previously on Botch.
The group of researchers abused a poor anomalous butler via handbell till it was taken away from them for being bad, bad boys.
I was a Bethica.
That's it.
I'm a lady.
That's all you guys did.
There was at least one girl involved.
You can't give us a servant and expect us not to like take advantage of the situation.
It's capitalism.
What was the worst thing that we did with the handbell?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Murder. Yeah. I know you murdered.
We didn't murder anybody.
He did do a little bit. I think there was a little bit of murder. Yeah.
The servant did it.
In fact, didn't
technically that's solicitation for murder.
Ask him to murder somebody else, and he would go up and like.
I said
shrink.
Hypothetically, could you murder that person? Here's the coordinates. I didn't know any better.
Okay.
Welcome back, Junior Researchers.
Welcome back, Junior Researchers. Welcome back, Junior Researchers, to the 29th episode of our 8th season of Botch. We're going to start a little while after we left off last time.
Ooh.
As the O5 Council has continued to work alongside of the Serpent's Hand. Now, you guys did acquire an item that you stole from the Church of the Broken God in
the hopes
that you would then give it back to them to, like, sort of ingratiate yourselves, because they don't know that you guys are the ones that did it. But you get word from the O5 Council that the Serpent's Hand has let them know that there is an attack going on where Sarcasists are attacking a Church of the Broken God base in Italy, of all places. So you guys are being sent there to intercept and help the Church of the Broken God and kill those goddamn Sarcasists.
But who would have a military base in Italy? Sounds laughable.
That's fair. So, yeah. It looks like, based on the maps, that this base is like a repurposed vineyard to like keep up like a cover story or something like that. So you guys can come in however you want. It's like way away from any town.
What part of Italy is it in?
East.
Like mid-east? North? Do you know east, what? Southeast?
Can you point out Italy on a map?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a it's boot.
Okay. East what? Like where?
Like is it in Florence?
No,
area?
No. Don't.
Like southeast.
Southeast.
Okay.
Near the heel of the boot.
No, it's probably
famous wine region.
That's why it's the only one there.
Yeah.
Yep, because it's right next to the ocean.
Too rocky.
Yep. Yeah,
well, you really want a rocky,
salty soil.
That's right. Exactly. You get it.
Rome.
That's where they came up with the word aroma.
Someday Dennis will travel.
Whenever I get time. All right. So, yeah. So, that's sort of the rough lay of the land. So, you guys are a set of MTF. Who are my MTF?
Scott Hopkins will introduce a new MTF, if you don't mind there, Commander. Voice and head, the SCP Foundation, especially Site-69, with all the creepy flesh guys we've been dealing with, we thought it prudent and reasonable to assemble a new MTF to deal specifically with Sarkic threats. Okay. So, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce you to our newly formed flame-only squad, Phi-17 Red Rockets.
Okay.
I'm the General Alpha of the Red Rockets.
Got it.
Seymour Asses.
Of course.
With me is my right paw man.
Double D. The Melancholy.
And barking up your rear to his left.
Yeah, I'm the Sigma. My name's Benji Fetcherson. I'm just happy to be here.
Okay.
I fought a bear once.
Oh.
I lost.
Okay, less impressive. More understandable, I suppose.
I mean, technically, we shouldn't have been in that bar anyway.
So... How do you want to approach this situation in terms of, like, armament, approach? Like, how are you coming up? Like, it's a big-ass vineyard, so, I mean, you got quite a ways before you get to the build. Like, are you riding up in vehicles? Are you trying to take the stealthy approach?
Dog sled.
Dog sleds?
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably.
Quiet doggies.
Well, how wide are these vineyards?
I would say about 10 feet apart, like each of the rows.
The rows are 10 feet?
Yeah.
Do we have hovercrafts?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Okay.
It'd be a lot cooler if we did!
How many miles out are we?
I would say about a
mile
and a half, two.
2 miles.
Yeah.
Just walk.
So like a 15-minute walk?
Sure, but you can hear the firefight in the distance already.
Yeah, but if we're on foot, they won't hear us.
It's true.
Are there any, like, donkeys nearby we could mount?
Sure, you could find a donkey somewhere on the way.
I mean, Dominic is a very donkey. Famous donkey in this region.
Italian yeah. donkey.
The southeastern region of the heel of wine country in Italy.
Have you guys ever seen The Godfather?
No. I've seen The Dogfather.
I think... I think he marries a girl from around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Mafia with Michael Rapaport. Is that like the same thing?
Yeah, and we talk about that as we're walking, and now we're there.
Did you ever see that spoof movie Mafia? That was fun. Yeah, I was
seen
great.
The Chris Kattan Mafia movie. I don't remember what it's called.
Corky Romano.
Corky Romano.
You're welcome.
I've seen it.
Romano like the cheese?
Yeah. It was a Corky film.
It was a Corky film.
Yeah. I guess we'll just start using... What time of the year is it?
I would say it's late summer. It's not okay. Super crazy
we'll,
hot.
We'll rent a Peugeot and we'll drive there.
It's yeah. not super hot.
Yeah.
Late summer.
I've always been
southeastern
partial
yeah,
to Renault.
Wine region of Italy.
I don't know what time of year it is.
Almost near Africa, Egypt.
The only time I was in Italy, it was in July, and it was hot as fuck.
I would say it's about 85 degrees outside.
How many months away are we from harvest of these grapes?
Don't ask him questions like that.
He'd have to know when they harvest grapes to answer that.
Yeah, it's 6 months.
6 months. Late summer.
Yep, I don't know.
We have 6 months out.
Harvesting in February?
They're in Italy. They're still using the Julian calendar.
You ask me questions, I'm going to give you random answers.
It's wonderful.
6 months.
Have they pulled the leaves off the grapevines yet?
All of them.
All of them. There's no cover whatsoever.
It's just the hot Tuscan sun.
Beating down on these grapes.
Sun beating yep. down.
They have a very unique way of
Are they making
wine,
grappa right? where they just pick off the vines? Yeah. And just pure raisins.
Raisin
yeah.
wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Notable Italian.
This is where it comes
so
from.
So really poor or rich region of Italy?
I would say it's a pritch.
It's a pritch. It's pretty rich.
Yep.
Okay. What's the name of the vineyards we're in?
The the Mario Andretti vineyards.
God damn it. I'm literally begging you to remember one Italian word, voice and head.
Mario and Andretti. They're both Italian. It's
fine. Tony Lamborghini. Tony Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
What is your armament that you're taking in here, by the way?
Flamethrowers.
That's it.
Rocket launchers. Incendiary grenades.
And I have a hand.
How many grenades?
Gun.
I have two bandoliers on, so I got like six.
At least 12.
Yeah. Sure, I'll give you six.
A box of grenades. Did you know how many comes in a box?
Not off the top of my head.
24. At least
20. Yeah. 24, wow.
Yep.
We have our magic bag of endless grenades.
Yeah. Each of you gets six grenades.
I've got a backpack full of MREs.
If you have a flamethrower and a rocket launcher, that might get heavy.
Not in this hot Tuscan sun in late summer.
I said it's 85.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not in Tuscany. We're in southeastern wine country of Italy.
Yep.
Voice and head, I'd like to be very specific about the gear that I'm carrying.
Good idea.
So basically I have like an industrial agricultural flamethrower with a backpack, canister on my back.
Got it.
It's very secure. You can't just shoot it and blow it up. It's made of special metals.
Oh, you too. They can't shoot it to blow it up?
One could
Nobody
not shoot
can.
It.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Not even with a rocket launcher.
Uh-huh.
I also have a bandolier of five incendiary grenades. What do you mean, high-low? I told you what I have.
High-low.
Oh, man.
Morty.
Look.
His name's
I'm doing
Benji,
my best,
man.
Justin Roiland. Leave me alone. I rolled high.
Okay.
You
it
know,
is bullet resistant.
Cool.
I mean, so because he rolled high, he chose low.
No.
You choose the opposite of what you roll, right?
He said high.
I said, no, I chose high. Now,
okay. Yeah.
I also have a bandolier of five incendiary grenades.
Sure, you can
have I have my emergency flare gun on a drop holster, and I also carry in a little satchel, an Italian shoulder bag, a can of WD-40, and a lighter. And I have a Raven Arms 25 caliber Saturday Night Special in my pocket.
Is it a pistol?
Yeah, it's got 8 rounds of 25 caliber.
Okay.
What are you gonna add? Because I'm gonna add some shit too.
Double D's got an AK-47.
Okay.
A pair of tighty whities.
All right.
Gamora jokes. He's got a backpack full of kerosene and MREs, and that same flamethrower that the other guy has.
Okay.
A 9mm sidearm, a garrote.
Okay.
I'm sure that's fine. A flashlight.
There you go. Okay. And
General Alpha Seymour Asses.
Yeah, Seymour.
I have the same flamethrower that everybody has.
Yeah, okay.
All the grenades. I'm going to add a hand, like a pistol. M14 with a noob tube on it.
Okay.
And a super soaker full of a fine Pinot Noir.
Okay.
From France.
Tristan, what's your character's name again?
Double D.
Double D. Okay. All right. So, you can either, slowly approach this situation that's going on. You can
we're,
be running.
We're
going to take our time, and we have binoculars.
We rented a Peugeot, and I'm flooring it as fast as the Peugeot will go.
So we're tearing down the highway at 35 miles an hour.
Okay.
That's 66 kilometers per hour. So. We're going fast.
Okay. So you are...
How is the roads here in southeastern...
gravel
Italy in the wine country.
Yeah.
Like a 1B.
What side of the road are we on?
It's a dirt lane.
Okay, sweet.
So the left side.
It's one lane. So yeah.
This is a manual Peugeot.
Okay. So you guys are tearing up this lane.
It's pronounced Manuel.
Okay. And you can hear gunfire and sounds of battle, and you come up over a hill. It's about a quarter mile away. You could see the estate. You can see smoke rising. It looks like there's fire around, but you also see a number of vehicles parked out front, and it looks like there's quite a bit of firefight going on.
Voice in head, I'm going to look through my binoculars.
Okay.
What kind of symbols do I see on trucks or on shoulders here?
The trucks don't have any symbols on them.
Okay.
The people who are in the courtyard and, like, going into the house, they have symbols on their clothing that is consistent with Sarcasists.
Sarcasists?
It's the flesh cult.
So the Sarcas.
Sarcasists, yeah.
Okay. Sarcasists. I always wanted to grow up and join the Sarcas.
Well, here's your chance.
It's true.
You don't see anybody in the house. You could see that there are people like shooting out from the windows, but you can't really get a good view of anybody.
But I can see the flesh cult trying to shoot in.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, some of them are shooting. Some of them are like mutated into like fleshy monsters and are ripping holes in the walls and whatnot. So, yeah.
Sarcas Ole.
Sarcas Ole. Yeah. Which I think we've already made that joke.
Did we? God damn.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember
actually,
week from week. So, I mean,
you know, it was the joke so nice we used it twice.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
Strapping on those flamethrowers.
Okay.
Well, you're driving, right? Or am I driving?
Yeah,
who's driving?
I used to deliver groceries in this thing, but now I found a bag of cocaine, so I've joined the MTF.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
We claimed that.
Okay.
It was in his little French bag, he said.
You're driving a sports car?
No.
He said it was a Peugeot or whatever.
Yeah, they make a baseline Peugeot.
I was going to say, I Googled it, and immediately it's nothing but like...
Yeah, they make cars that fit on English streets, too.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So, yeah. So, are you riding up to the estate? What's your plan here?
Flamethrower's out. I mean...
Should I knock off with this rocket launcher?
Yeah.
General Alpha.
General Asinine.
Yeah.
Fire away.
I'm going to take out my...
A handbrake turn and get him to that side.
Okay. And as soon as the car slides sideways, I'm going to aim at the back of the Sarcas truck.
So you're driving up to the estate and doing this, or are you still doing it from quite a distance?
Quite a distance.
Okay. Roll to attack.
We've taken the high ground. It's over.
With a -4.
They shouldn't even try it.
A -4, it's got a sight on it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like a bullet.
Oh, it's a really big bullet.
It's
kind of like a bullet, but like I feel like there's a little more drift with those, but possible. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Have you fired one?
Have you?
I mean, you got a +6, so it's just a +2.
Yeah.
<all day.
laughs> No, +2, right? Okay.
No, -4.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
It's a 15.
All right, so yeah, so you, he does the sideways turn you use the momentum and you fire off the ground. The burst sort of goes out the other side of the Peugeot and then the missile, or the RPG, I guess. Is what you say?
Yeah, RPG.
Shoots, straight up hits one of the trucks and explodes into a large fireball, which immediately causes quite the commotion. It looks like it took out a couple of the Sarcases as well, since the bodies are laying on the ground and smoking and smoldering. But yeah, so now they are aware of your presence, and now they're starting to scatter a bit.
I shift into first, take out the parking brake, and fucking floor it towards them. Fire chariot, away!
Activate plane mode!
So you guys are still a ways out.
Do you want like a driving roll or...
Hold.
Okay.
So
sweet.
They're going to fire at you as you're driving up.
-8. He's a really
good
driver.
So far away.
You know what? I will give you a driving check to try. I mean, you're on a gravel road, but drive to evade fire.
I got a 16 on the die.
Okay.
And I'm gonna roll my dex score real quick.
Okay.
So I got a 14.
Okay. All right. So that's a what? +2.
Yeah. I'll take a +2.
That is what a deck... The Swift 14 is a +2.
Yep. taking it.
But why do you keep saying it like...
It's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, you're doing good.
I'm giving you more than I ought to, but...
That's the right number. Move on.
It's the right number.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they open fire. So two of them are definitely going to hit the car. So there's a lot of bullets whizzing all over the place. You are sort of dodging as much as you can in a Peugeot. The bullets, they hit the side mirror off the one side. Some go through the windshield, but like don't hit anybody.
The donkeys that were towing behind us.
You're towing donkeys?
Yeah, in one of those like...
Cart?
Cart, yeah.
No, they're just keeping up.
we tied them by their hooves.
We are the alpha donkey.
Who's where in this car, by the way? Because obviously...
Who's what?
Who's where?
I'm the driver, so I'm on
the
back
seat.
Side.
Passenger.
Okay. So you two are in the front then, all right.
Bender, yeah.
Seymour.
It's a two-door. Peugeot doesn't make anything but coupes.
I'm Seymour, and I would like that pizza.
All right, so then you guys didn't roll HP, right?
We're level six.
We're level six.
So we have 60 HP.
I'll just let you know when you're dead. So some of the bullets go through the windshield, and they hit both Seymour as well as Double D. So you guys get hit shoulder, chest region, like driving, but you're not dead.
Chest region, you say?
Chest region.
Where my bandolier heart's... would be.
Thank you.
Shut
for
up.
That reminder. Yeah.
Shut up.
Go!
Hi, low.
Hi.
So, one of the bullets, so you're getting hit in the chest or whatever, you're vibrating, like, oh! And you glance down, and the last bullet hits one of the grenades on the bandolier.
Dex to throw?
I will give you a Dex to try and throw it before it goes off.
Voice in head, before we continue, I need to remind you that if you're firing through auto glass, it actually changes the trajectory of the bullet.
They roll
so
really
you can't.
High.
So they need to be rolling minus two at least.
I rolled high enough for them.
Okay.
I was giving them a minus anyways because it was driving. So
17 on the die.
So you managed to grab the grenade and you're tossing it out the window as it bursts and blows up. So like half of your face is burnt up and that arm that goes out is also burnt up. But you're not dead like you would have been if it exploded while it was attached to you. It also burns up a little bit Benji in the back seat.
Oh, no!
Because, you know, very close by. Meanwhile, Double D, totally fine. He's on the opposite side.
Woo!
Of the car. So, yeah, it worked out just fine for him. None of his grenades got hit.
Well, that's good.
So he's fine and dandy. But, yeah, so now you're getting even closer to where the sarcophagists are. What would you like to do?
I'm going
to
hit the button on the manual stick drive that puts the shields up.
Done.
It's Italian made.
I don't care. There's no shields.
It's a flashers, man.
Hmm. It's another one of those things we talk about. We're like, you didn't ask for it. You don't get it. Not that it exists.
We rented this Peugeot.
We rented it.
We definitely rented this.
From Enterprise.
Yeah.
Le Enterprise.
The French company.
That's right.
In southeastern wine country.
Yeah, right Enterprise.
Duh. Obviously.
Right next to France.
Yep.
Southeast wine region,
yep.
Italy.
Right next to them. Everybody knows that.
It's all just one mishmash over there.
That's right.
Ever since World War II.
It's like driving to
Snow borders.
That's right.
Yeah. Right there, yeah.
It's Pangea of Europe.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so like I'm driving and I'm trying to get avoiding the gunfire.
So
I'm returning fire out the window.
So to lay this out a bit. So this lane goes into sort of like a front turnabout. It's right in front of the main building for the
okay.
Matter. There
Can
are
I...
a bunch of side buildings, mm-hmm. so you could easily cut off, like just get off that road and sort of like duck behind another building. Or you could just drive straight into all that, like where you blew up the truck or whatever.
Are there a lot of Sarkic monsters in the main roundabout, or
so you're not sure how many. You don't see any monsters in the roundabout. You're gonna guess that they went into the house.
Okay,
because you did see one burst in there at least. So there could be more in there. You're not sure. Out in the roundabout, it looks like they have straight up guns and knives and stuff.
Okay, I'm in the driver's seat. So good luck,
yes.
guys. I'm gonna Tokyo drift around the fountain in the front.
Okay,
that I assume is there.
Yeah. It's there's not a lot of space around it where the other cars are.
Well, but... I got a +2 driving, so I'm good.
All right.
And y'all are gonna fire while I'm shooting my AK out the window while I'm doing it.
Okay, that's gonna give you a -2 to your drive.
No, I'll take the -2 to the shot.
I'm gonna give you a -2 to both.
Okay, so maybe I won't.
I'll just drive. Bust out the back. Excuse me, I'm still recovering from COVID. Voice in head, I'm gonna bust out the back window so that I can lay down hot hate on all these motherfuckers.
Sure. When I'm assuming when the car is spinning around.
Obviously, when I'm in range.
Because right now, the only thing behind you is two donkeys.
Right.
Not for long once he drifts
around. They're about to be released.
Because
I'm going to pull the release on the...
to release the donkeys.
To release the donkeys.
Got it.
They're feral donkeys, by the way.
Feral.
Yeah.
Got it.
They don't like
people.
They
hate red. Yeah. And that's exactly... I mean, that's the cloak.
Color of our energy.
Sure.
I got a wolf head on this die, so I think that's a nat.
And I just rolled a nat 20 to shoot out the window.
Fuck off. I had a nat 20.
We can both have it. We're
so
a team.
Nat 20 is for the driving, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So -2 to that.
Sure, but it's a crit 20. So you go to do a drift, and it looks like there's no humanly way possible that you are going to fit this fucking car around this fountain between the other vehicles. You release the donkeys that just continue onwards.
Good donkeys.
Do they hit the fountain and ramp up?
You're not afraid of the sock, are you?
Fuck you. yeah, so they hit the fountain, and they just fly forwards and just land in the water, crumpling up a bit.
The donkeys?
Yeah.
Oh. What did you think was going to happen to them?
They didn't install a ramp on the fountain. It's just going to hit. Okay. They're not strapped in, so they
don't have the same disability laws like we do in America.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got to strap your donkeys in.
Building ramps.
And fountains.
Yeah.
Okay.
Accessibility ramps.
So you can roll the wheelchair people into the fountain.
Yeah, on a hot day down here in southeast wine country of Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tepid day.
They don't need ramps because the hills already roll.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you are Tokyo drifting your way around this fountain. Like, the bumper is like an inch.
The hills
from
have pizza pies.
The fountain and the back of your car is about 2 inches from their vehicles. Like, the only way you're going to fit this fucking car in here is with a crit 20.
Mm-hmm.
And
nailed it.
Circling around, so.
Correction, voice in head, when it's in Italy, it's Napoli drifting.
Okay. Your flamethrower explodes.
Tuscan drifting would have been better. Yeah. What's my crit 20 to shoot people in the fucking brain?
Got it. All right, so roll. Yeah, so
I did.
So. So you're just fire. So are you leaning out the window or are you shooting through the
windshield? Leaning out the window so there's nothing impeding my bullets.
Okay.
And I take out a dog bone and I start chewing on it.
Okay. You got a dog bone while you're holding your AK out the window and you're...
It's an M14.
It's his favorite treat.
One of you has an
AK. A good boy.
Got it. You fire out the window. You hit two of these circuit cultists. Goes like pop, pop, pop up the chest, and then like in one hits him in the neck, and then hits the next guy, like right in the head. They both go down.
Yeah.
So yeah, you kill two as you're zipping around. Benji,
I rolled a 19 to squirt him with napalm lip balm.
Sure. So as he begins to drift, you immediately let loose with a torrent of fire, which lights all the cars behind you on fire, as well as any circuits that are kind of out in the courtyard still, creating this just semi-circle of fire as he continues to drift around the fountain. So once you've basically gone back around Double D to the point where you would be facing back the road that you came in on, are you just going to keep drifting around this thing, or are you like go someplace else?
I'm going to pull the park brake and we're going to get out.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
I'll put it in the spot. Put it in one of the spots. We have an open spot over here.
They call me Gladiator.
Okay. So, you hit the parking brake, thing comes to a sliding stop.
Voice in head, would you describe our entrance as rad, boss, or bitchin'?
Bitch boss.
The bitch boss.
This is a rad bitch boss.
Boss baby!
Yes, boss baby.
I'm the alpha
two.
Bitch.
And as you...
Really?
Come to a halt. That is where we're going to take a break.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk about, not Botched, but my other project, Lycan Solomon's Odyssey, the Kickstarter for the third book in my graphic novel series about the world's first werewolf, just went live on March 1st and will wrap up on April 1st. So head on over to www.lycanbook.com, that's L-Y-C-A-N book.com, to check out the Kickstarter. I have spent hundreds of hours on this particular Kickstarter, you know, getting the page just right, networking with artists and other creators to come up with really cool rewards, and putting everything together. It has been, well, psychotic, to put it, you know, the most charitable way that I possibly can. Head on over to lycanbook.com, that's L-Y-C-A-N book.com, to check out the Kickstarter. That's the easiest way to do it. I mean, if you want to be difficult, you could go to Kickstarter and just search for Lycan Solomon's Odyssey Chapter 3, and you can find it that way too. But we have rewards ranging from $5 all the way up to $1,000, and you might be saying, Dennis, that's a lot of money. You're right, it is. But you also get a ton of stuff for your money, so you're definitely getting your bang for your buck on this particular Kickstarter. So please, do me a favor, check it out. But not just that, I cannot do this without your help, so please share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and your local comic shops, because we do have a retail exclusive cover as well as retail prices, and any store that backs also gets some extra goodies, just because why not? So head on over to lycanbook.com, lycanbook.com, and check it out today. I really, really appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support.
Everyone, it's me, Philip D, the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show. That's right, it's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast, look at the different tiers, see where it works for you for support, and we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now let's get back to the episode.
Back. All right. So, your car is parked. There are still quite a few cultists that are outside.
Is there a meter we have to feed?
No.
Okay.
There's no meters. But yeah.
So but we're over here in Italy. I thought that's what their thing was meters.
Meters?
Yeah.
I hate you. I hate you. Just, the car bursts into flames and you die. The donkeys.
I'm a red rocket, man. I'll just blast off.
The donkeys remember.
To infinity.
And they attack you. So what are you doing? The car is currently under fire.
Are the donkeys okay?
Yeah, how's Turner and Hooch?
Dead.
No!
Their necks are broken.
Oh, Marley and Hooch! Why did you die in such horrible ways?
Not only did their necks break, but their necks broke, but they didn't die from that.
Oh, they drowned?
They drowned because they fell in the fountain. And they couldn't move because they were paralyzed. So
Fina's going to have a rough time with us.
So.
Well, at least they didn't get set on fire.
Yet.
Yeah, because the fire wasn't going that way, so they just drowned.
Oh, man.
My name is Deximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the Donkeys of the North. I will have my vengeance
in this life or the next.
And I burst out of the car door.
Okay.
Firing.
You see that there's still about 6 cultists out here in this roundabout.
Shoot the fuck out of them with my AK.
Go at it.
Blah, 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 blah. I get 2 shots, right?
Yes.
So we got a 5.
Nope.
And then I got a 17.
That one will hit.
AK does D12.
D12.
That's a number. There we go.
How far away from the buildings are
13.
We?
13.
You're about 30-ish feet.
Okay.
From the main building, I would say. You're probably about 20, 25 from one of the side buildings, but yeah.
Okay.
I make that thing go rat-a-tat-tat-ta to do 13 damage.
13 damage, okay. So yeah, you hit one of the sarcosis in the stomach region, which causes them to sort of double up a little bit and back up. They're not dead, but you definitely dealt some damage. Let's go with Seymour Butts.
Is there any bottles of grappa on the fountain?
No.
And just like... The inhabitants of this town were, like, just left
not
behind?
Not cooling their grappa, or what?
Why would they put it on the fountain?
Well, I figure, like, they were out having a good picnic.
It's just left their empty.
Well, when Sarlatic monsters just appear, you think they were like, okay, well, let's pack up and go. Or would they just run away?
On the fountain?
Picnic fountains are great. When's the last time you went to Italy?
The roundabout?
Yeah.
No.
Have you been to Italy?
No. Okay.
Roundabout's a great song.
Roundabout and fountain picnics are wonderful.
What is that? Yes?
Yeah?
No.
It's yeah.
So no, there's no grappa sitting on the fountain. And if there was, it would have got smashed by the goddamn donkeys.
While they were dying? Because their broken necks underwater?
Because their legs are twitching. But also, they ran into the fountain, so the explosion.
But then how did they drown if the water didn't fall?
Yeah, the water would have fallen out because they broke the
barrier.
The stone didn't break. But bottles are much more fragile.
You're changing the rules here.
By the way,
anyway,
if you don't know Roundabout, but you've seen a full episodes of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, yes, you
know
do.
Roundabout. Yeah.
Okay.
15 on the die.
With the flamethrower.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you light up an area in front of you. You hit sort of the ones that were already damaged before.
And I know we've covered this before in the podcast, yes. But like military-grade flamethrowers shoot like 100 yards.
Well, yeah,
they're fucking cool.
Fucking terrifying.
Well, yeah. No, yeah. It. Yeah.
You can 3D print your own at home.
Following the documents that we have over at patreon.com/botchpodcast.
Flamethrowers are not controlled devices. You can legally own one. You can pick one up right now on the internet.
I thought they were war crime devices.
Nope. They're prohibited by the Geneva Conventions or the Hague Accords.
Prohibited.
But they're not. They're legal. They're agricultural devices.
Okay. And now you know.
So, yeah. So you definitely light at least one of them completely on fire. They run around screaming. Their cloak is completely on fire, and they just fall down.
Yay!
FYI, and twitch. Some of the other ones have some fire on their cloaks, but they managed to put them out.
Are they scared yet? I'm going to intimidate them.
Okay.
Like, Dunkius Maximus would have.
These are like horror cults, so they turn into flesh monsters.
Okay, so you're saying a 12 ain't going to work?
No. You go.
You go. Red Rocket.
All right, I'm going to go to those buildings then.
Yeah, we go as a triangle of flame.
Yeah, I
want
to see who's in there.
Okay, and then you have one other person who's also by the car.
Hey, Sigma!
Hey, yeah. Sigma!
Yeah!
Smegma!
I'm here!
You coming?
Yeah! I'm coming!
Okay. He's coming!
So you guys are running over towards the building, then.
Yeah, we always come together.
And Sigma has his flamethrower shot ready.
Okay.
If we see anything.
Sigma. Who's Sigma?
I'm Benji Fetcherson. I'm the Sigma of the group. Wolf, wolf.
Gotcha. So Benji hasn't. Okay. So you. All right. So you guys run over to a doorway, and you definitely see that there are a couple dead members of the Church of the Broken God in here. Couple.
That's what we chant as we
run forward. Members of the Sarcasus cult, but you also see that there are also a few fleshy monsters in here with numerous tendrils and elongated limbs and
fire.
That definitely see you. So yeah, so you get to attack with your flamethrower.
You think they're friendly?
Nope.
Why not?
I bet they suck a mean dick, but I'll never find out.
You could.
I'm not gonna. I fire.
We need one more for our poke.
Roll attack.
Oh man, I rolled a 10.
That's so great.
So you go to fire, and it just clicks. And, like, it's just, like, you're hitting the button, but the flame had gone out. So you're just clicking away.
Bro.
Like, oh, shit. Meanwhile, the other guys were outside.
In the donkey fountain.
They're going to shoot you from the back.
Well, the donkey fountain.
The donkeys take one more death save. Blop,
blop.
You monster.
The donkey rolls a 15.
The donkey rolls a 15.
Let those poor animals die. What's wrong with you?
Like Princess Diana.
So one of them definitely misses. The other two are going to hit. Seymour and Double D are going to get hit with bullets.
Wow, well, unlucky,
Kevlar,
guys.
So
unlucky.
And since somebody brought this up as a possibility before, we're going to see if you're banding.
They've got my back.
Bullets can go through bodies.
I thought we were in Kevlar.
They lose a whole lot of their velocity if they come out the other end.
That's fair. That's fair.
Kevlar?
Also,
Kevlar can't stop bullets.
Your tanks are bullet resistant, which means it's unlikely that the bullets will set them off, but not impossible. So let's see.
I shouldn't have even mentioned it.
No,
God
you
damn
shouldn't
it.
Have.
So the bullets definitely hit the tanks, but they do not...
Tink.
They just sort of go off the side and they hit you guys. You guys are very heavily wounded at this point.
Bro.
You've been shot quite a few times.
I'm fucking dying here.
Quite a bit of damage. Meanwhile, in front of you, the fleshy monsters have turned around and charge your group. And they are going to...
Triangle formation.
We already are.
You already are in the door.
Triangles.
You're the dorsal fin. Go.
And again, two of you are going to get hit. Let's see which two.
God damn it.
Are they coming into melee range?
Yes.
Then they AOOs.
That's not how that works. It's if they leave your melee range.
Damn it.
Hold
not
on.
If they
but
enter.
Can it work
can't
right
it work
now?
That way?
No. Since we're so hurt?
No. And he's like literally spraying a jet of fire right now. Can you just turn
he's
it?
He's not. It didn't go off.
But it's all happening simultaneously.
Clicked. But it didn't go off.
What a douche.
What a schmegma.
It is happening simultaneously. He's
God
clicking
damn it,
away
schmegma.
With nothing happening. And so Seymour and
Double D.
Benji are okay, getting nice. Hit this time.
Thank
Ow!
God. Fuck
hey!
You,
hey! That's my body! Ow!
Don't like that.
The first flesh creature runs over to Seymour and grabs him by the two arms and lifts him up. So he's in a T pose.
Oh, no.
And then there's two other elongated limbs that sort of grab Seymour by the head.
That's not great.
And the two arms are holding him down while the other two pull his head and literally rips his head and spine out the top of his body.
Goro wins.
Causing a huge explosion of blood.
Can I roll a crit 20 to stay alive?
Roll.
You blink 17 times.
I rolled a crit 20.
He did. I watched
it. I did.
I didn't hear anything.
What if we put his head in some milk? He'll probably be fine.
He's got 10 seconds.
But the donkeys are dead. Where are you going to get milk at this hour?
You're alive for one more round, but your head has been separated from your body. So
you can't, you really... can't even breathe. You have no lungs.
Yeah, nothing.
I can spine whip.
And Benji.
Oh, man.
You haven't been damaged yet, but you are going to take some damage as you notice that the arms that reach out to, like, punch you have mouths on the fist.
Gross.
So
ow!
It's like a punch bite, and they just hit you, and as it's hitting you, which hurts, you get bit, and you're like, ow! And so, yeah, so now you're bleeding profusely from three wounds on your body from these punchy things. So,
oh, it's like a cookie-cutter shark!
Yeah, so now it's back around to Seymour. You can do whatever it is that you're going to spasm.
Yeah, can I try to get, like, my tailbone?
What?
Well, I figured they ripped my whole spine out of my body.
Yeah, the whole thing.
So I still have, like, a...
You just curl the spine upward?
like a stingray and
like
put it through.
Stingray?
Their heart.
Roll.
A crit 20?
Roll a dex.
I mean, I gotta have, like, a plus 3.
But you've never done it before.
All right, so I rolled a 6.
Even with a plus 3,
No.
Plus 3 gets a 9.
I got a 9.
Great. Your
I got
spine
a spine.
Just sort of flails on the on the floor.
Does my body come?
Correct. Your body just sort of just spasms. But it's not. It's been doing that. It doesn't seem to be related to what you're doing.
Voice and head, spinal fluid is slightly acidic, so if they don't wash their tentacles in a couple hours, they should have some mild irritation.
Okay.
Do I go to heaven? I heard that I go to heaven.
Goddamn sheep.
No.
No, I have to.
No.
There was a whole cartoon about it.
He's
it
in
was
Rome.
In the movie.
It's in the movies.
You're not a dog.
Yes, I am.
You're not a real dog.
I'm Seymour Arses.
You're not a dog. Burf. You're a person.
I got a red rocket.
Yeah, you do. Ruff. You're a person. Ruff. And people go to hell.
Ow! I howl in sadness.
Double D.
Double DMX.
Sure.
He's the new alpha.
He's General Alpha.
Yeah. So how many of these monsters are right here?
So there are two of them directly in
okay.
front of you.
I'm just going to pull the flamethrower and fire one at one and then turn at the other regardless of whether it hits or not.
Okay.
The first one is a 15.
Yeah, you basically just have to not fuck up your roll like Benji did.
And the second one is a 15.
Because they're right
there. Why do you have to call me out by name? That wasn't designed to make me feel good.
I could have said Steve, but
ow!
Benji. So you light them up. They're both on fire. And it seems like they are especially weak towards fire and just start screaming wildly and running around in the building into like furniture and shit before they fall over and twitch. What is your question?
Well, there's no question. There's a plane that flies overhead and you see somebody jump out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I said they were readying a reinforcement.
The parachutes, you could tell it's
the French flag.
Yeah. No, not the French flag. It's the All Flame Squad 517 Red Rockets.
It's just a giant donkey dick.
Yeah, but he's a member of the special subgroup, the 101st Airborne.
You don't know if the people outside have noticed.
That's fine.
But yeah.
How many of the gunmen are outside?
Three.
Okay, so I've dealt with monsters
inside. Two monsters in the immediate room are been.
How long is it going to take me to get down? Oh.
I mean, your parachute's out already?
No.
So you're falling.
Well, I mean, I'm a trained parachuter.
If you just fall,
parajumper,
it'll
take you 20 seconds to hit the ground.
I pull my chute.
It'll take a lot longer to hit the ground.
Well, I know, but I can't just not open the chute too late.
I'm just telling you. Say, you hit it right away, so you're going to be floating for quite
a while. No, I didn't hit it right away. I waited until the appropriate time to pull since I've been a paired... What?
Roll intelligence.
9.8 meters per second.
I'll give you advantage because you're a paired trooper.
19 on the die for the first roll.
Okay.
19 on the die.
All right. So, yeah, you know the optimal or the fastest way you could do this, where you're going to hit the ground as fast as possible but not take a ton of damage.
I'll take no damage.
There were two acceptable puns you could have made, voice and head, and they were Power Trooper and Parawoofer, and you failed on both of them.
Well, he's not a dog, so I don't care.
I am. You don't even know who I am yet.
Doesn't matter. You're not a dog.
My name is...
unless you're that one researcher that is a dog.
No.
You don't even know about.
I'm Private Marley. Private Marley and me.
No, well, I'm so sad.
Yeah, you're definitely going to die.
No, I feel really great about this. I'm really
he's
going to
die at a ripe old age of 15.
Yeah.
Poor for you.
Ruin everyone's lives.
Private enemy. Let's go.
In me.
So,
private
enemy. So, what are you guys
Marley
doing?
Marley in me.
The three people behind you.
I said I take cover after I burn those boys.
Okay. So, you're inside the building. So, you can get behind cover. Okay.
Good luck, Sigma.
And then Benji.
Oh, man. I don't need luck. I've got an itchy trigger finger and a tank full of gas.
Okay.
I burn him down.
Roll.
That was a 16.
All right.
Rawhide.
Rat him in.
So you turn around and you spread. Now, for some reason, the flame comes on. And, yeah, it shoots this jet of hot flame out there and lights up at least one of the cultists and gets a little singed. So there's only two left out there as that one burns to death pretty quickly.
I'll get as much distance as I can without getting close to another one.
So you're going further into the building?
He runs towards the danger.
Are you running
said.
Towards them?
I want to position myself as best I can between the broken god cultists and the Sarki cultists.
I mean, you're in the doorway of the building now, so I mean...
Yeah, that's called the fatal funnel, motherfucker. I'm getting out of it.
But what I'm saying is it's a building with, like, windows and, like, other
and
openings.
Walls?
And walls. So, like, you could hide in the building.
Okay, I do that.
Behind cars.
You have so many good ideas. I'll do what you say.
What are you doing? I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing.
No, my idea wasn't good enough for you, so we're going to do what you say.
I didn't even understand.
You
what
just move
doing.
My pieces.
Okay, I moved it. But yeah, so you're taking cover. They are going to go. There's only two left. Let's see here.
Probably give up and go home, I would guess.
No, the one's gonna aim up at the person parachuting down.
Oh, he saw you.
Yeah, it's a plane. It's not really quiet.
Shouldn't you be firing between your toesies then?
And the other one's going to try and throw a grenade into the building.
Fuck that guy. So, I'm gonna hit it like a baseball.
I will give you that opportunity.
Nice.
Play fetch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Fetch. Yeah, catch it in your mouth. First one shooting at guy in parachute. Fires up into the sky. The bullets just whiz by. They put some holes in your parachute, but it does not hit you personally. Mystery. Doglin.
Private Marley.
Doglin. And then guy goes to throw the grenade, pulls the pin, throws the pin, drops the grenade.
Nice.
Voice in head, I don't like you calling him the wrong name. You should respect his pronouns.
Does the pin hit him in the eye?
I got a million of them.
The pin goes in, bounces off, unpins all the grenades in one of his bandoliers. The craziest thing.
That's the weirdest SCP I've ever heard of.
So weird. He's like that opposite of the luck guy. He's
Magneto.
The most unlucky SCP. So the grenade drops on the ground, goes off, and kills both of the sarcasists that are standing there. Causing an explosion, their bodies fly apart and all that jazz. And eventually, within a few moments, the paratrooper lands.
Woo!
Thank God you're here.
Sorry, I tried my best to get here.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
I know, thank you.
You do hear further gunfire coming from further on in the met.
We run towards the gunfire.
On all fours.
Okay.
Like normal fucking
half
people.
Half movement speed.
Is there any, like, sign of, like, who was fighting the monsters?
It's the Church of the Broken God.
Okay, but there's no, like, church members here still that are alive?
No.
Okay, it so looks they
like,
retreated?
Looks like they've been retreating, okay. Like they were pushed back, especially with the tentacle monsters coming in.
You want to sneak up from behind and flamethrower those tentacle monsters?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Very eager.
So you also hear some other noises. They almost sound like, I don't know, strange guns. Yeah, that's what they sound like when they're going off. And so you guys continue further into the manor, and the sounds get louder, and you see that there is a sort of like a sloped path that goes out the back of the building and like down into like a cellar, you would guess almost. And that's what you see, flashes of light and whatnot coming from this hole in the ground. So
all right.
You're guessing everything's in there.
We're sneaking up down there.
Okay. You want to stealth roll that or
yeah.
just... Yeah, we should roll up in there.
I'm going where... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Double D got a 3.
So quiet.
Private Marley got a 5.
It's so quiet.
I got a 21!
Okay. So Benji's quiet. The other two...
Y'all be quiet!
They accidentally stepped into a box of pots and pans that just happened to be left down here, and they all just rolled down. It's a lot of noise.
Why did we always choose to sneak through the kitchen?
I don't understand it myself.
In
we
Italia,
love snacks!
Everywhere's a kitchen!
So you guys continue on, but you're making a lot of noise. You're not quite sure if they hear you or not, but you're getting down there
the
further.
The pans are stuck on our boots.
That's right, and just clink, clink, and... You're like dogs in boots, you know?
What?
Like,
yeah,
dogs,
and
boots and dogs, dogs and boots and
dogs
and
boots
and
dogs
and
boots.
And the stairs are made of stucco. I get it. Yeah.
So you guys get down there, and it looks as though there is an especially large tentacly creature. And you've passed some corpses along the way of both Church of Broken God and Sarcasus and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And it looks like the Church of the Broken God is sort of holed up behind this man-made barricade of sorts. And they're firing, like, energy weapons and regular guns simultaneously at this thing. And doesn't seem to be doing a ton to this. Whatever this creature is, it's very fleshy, but it almost looks like it has bone growths on it, too. So it's kind of armored, you would guess. And this thing has this big, bulbous head, and it's got 6... what appear to be appendages, and each one of them, like the where a hand would be, it's like split in half. And you also notice that it's got a big old butt, and that's pretty much everything that you notice about this thing as
but.
It's continuing to like smash and tear at this barricade trying to get at them. But you're behind it now. It has not noticed you.
Nice.
It's a bit preoccupied.
Stupid. Light it up. Burn, baby, burn.
Voice in the head, since I have a 21 stealth roll and it hasn't noticed me, would I be able to shove a thermal grenade up its ass?
You'd be able to sneak up to it. Whether or not you could shove a thermal grenade up its ass depends on your strength roll.
I spit on it first, and then I go.
Okay. Roll strength or sleight of hand.
I botched.
God damn it. I fire my flamethrower.
No, hold on.
if he fails really hard.
Hold on. He snuck all the way up there. We're still in the back a little bit.
So he's really focused on that butthole. Like, so focused on that
I'm
butthole.
I'm zeroed in!
That he gets about halfway there, and he's already pulled the pin and is, like, licking it. Because, like, he's trying to lick it to get it wet, but the pin keeps getting in the way. It gets, like, stuck.
How is he licking it?
So he...
Kind of like
with my big
basketball.
With my big purple tongue.
Yeah. So he pulls the pin and keeps licking it. He gets about halfway between you and it, and the grenade just goes off, blowing up in his face.
Bad dog.
Killing him instantly.
Schmagma!
Oh, man!
Lights on fire and just drops. The concussive blast blows his head off, and then the rest of it goes on fire.
Oh,
so
no!
Very dead.
Bad!
This does get the attention of the critter.
I got a question.
Yes, questions.
Is there, like, what are we in? We're in a basement.
Yeah.
Is it a wood house? Is it a stone house?
It's made of stone.
Are there, like, wine barrels down here? Are there, like, chili peppers that are
kimchi
drying?
I would say that it definitely looks like there are wine barrels down further where the barricade is, not so much up on the sloped.
Wine doesn't come in barrels, idiot. It comes in bottles.
Stupid.
Got him.
I'm glad you're dead.
I have to take a shot of Mexican whiskey because my character died.
I thought it was Contrao.
It's Abasolo corn whiskey.
Barf.
Produso right in Mexico.
Corn whiskey.
It's the same stuff. It's the same bottle.
Whiskey is always...
It's gross.
It's really good. That's why you've had it for months.
Is all whiskey made from corn?
Yeah, that's why I've had it for months.
Okay. You should bring it to Dragon Con.
Ancestral corn whiskey.
Yeah, that could be the punishment shot for...
we'll talk about blood feud later.
Okay.
So you notice that there are casks or barrels of what are probably wine down past the barricade, but not here on this sloped area.
So we can't, like, roll barrels down at it?
No.
Aww.
Yeah, so sad. Let's flame through it.
Pots and pans. From the boxes you
see. I flame through our...
Okay.
What kind of pots and pans?
Brass.
I got a 17.
Okay. You shoot your flamethrower. It hits it. It is on fire.
Because of the accelerant.
Yes, but it's not dead. And it looks very angry. And you can hear, like, the popping of skin, almost like it's blistering. But you notice that there are small, like, appendages growing out of the popped blisters.
I fire the flamethrower for the second attack.
Sure.
And I get an 18.
Yeah. Still, it's very on fire.
Okay.
Very angry.
How close is it to Benji's body?
I would say that you guys were about 30 feet away. So it's about 15 feet away from the body and 30 feet away from you.
I'm going to hold action.
Okay.
The action I'm going to hold is that...
grenades.
As soon as it gets...
I would say all of his grenades went off.
No, never mind.
Because he completely burst.
I'm not going to hold action.
So he's just a big old puddle of fire.
I'm gonna leave.
You know what?
I'm going to leave.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave.
You're gonna leave.
There's only one way out of here?
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
Okay, back out the way you came.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take my eyes off that little monster guy.
Okay.
And you know what? These are military grade. I can shoot and move backwards at the same time.
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
This is like
more fire, more
it's
good.
It's like it.
Yeah.
With consumer grade, you have to stand still.
Yeah.
I brought my roller skates.
Right. Yeah. Leon used consumer grade.
Got a 16.
Yeah, you hit it.
Great.
It's very on fire. Continually.
Still growing, though.
Yeah, growing. I mean, obviously, it's definitely doing damage. It's just not dropping quite as easily.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm going to keep moving backwards and keep
got it.
Shooting it.
Okay.
I miss with a 3.
3.
With my second one.
Not my kerosene.
Oh, did I miss? Oh, is it right next to the pile of old rags that were used in the
not very far
Renaissance art school that was right down the road?
It's not a crit fail. He's not shooting me.
It's not a crit fail. But I mean, it is.
Remember 8 crit fail?
I mean, maybe he would hit the Sarkic cultist or the the other people that are huddled away, but not me.
I rolled a d6. What did I get?
Oh.
4.
Good. You don't hit him with a torrent of fire.
What was the number that you rolled?
2.
It was.
I got it. Yeah.
Pick it and kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had picked it correctly, he'd be on fire, and then would have died because it would have set off everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still moving backwards.
You're still
away
moving
from
backwards.
It.
Yeah. So you're 30 feet further away.
Good.
So the critter is going to run up on Double D after stepping on the burning corpse of Benji. And
from Good Charlotte?
Yes. And this creature is very unhappy. It looks like it has been damaged quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to raise up multiple limbs and crush you.
I duck and show it my back, which is very armored.
Okay. You duck and show your spine.
Yep.
Got it. All right.
He's like a pangolin.
Oh, did Benji go to heaven?
No.
Oh.
Man, that's bullshit.
He's not a dog.
He is.
All right, so.
He's got the heart of a wolf.
Oh.
That he got on the last mission we did.
That's right. I cut it right out of that fucker.
So he killed a dog? Definitely.
It's not a dog, it's a wolf.
It's a dingo.
They're technically the same species.
Yep.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's how he. It was his trial to get into the Red Rockets.
So you turn around, you bend over, and like hunch yourself over, and this thing hits you in the back, causing your body to snap in half.
Oh, that sucks.
And just crater.
Now hold on, he's wearing a flamethrower.
Yeah, but there's nothing to.
And I had kerosene in my backpack.
Does it explode?
Yeah.
I don't. We'll
why do you have kerosene? Is it 1912?
He huffs it.
Yeah, that was my. Yeah, so it's definitely doused in more ignition fluid if it was burning. So
high, low.
Low.
He did.
So, so when he smashes the body into the rocky sort of pavement, almost.
I love rocky.
Smashes it in there. It causes the grenades to go off, which ignites the kerosene in his backpack.
And the flamethrower backpack.
And the flamethrower, causing an explosion, which blows apart the creature, causing it to die. There is a massive fireball in that section, and eventually the Church of the Broken God comes up and sprays it down with some water.
Woo!
To put it out. But yes, so the only one left alive is, I don't even remember your new character's name to be honest.
Private Enemy.
And me.
Yeah.
Marley and me.
Yeah, it's Private Marley and me.
His birth name was Puddin, but he had it changed to Marley.
I was adopted, and my parents changed my name.
So the Broken God members cautiously approach with weapons drawn. And they're like, who are you? What are you doing here?
It's SCP, MTF, MTF.
You hear their guns cock.
Phi 17, I'm here to help. Sorry,
SCP's never here to help.
Yeah, well, we are now.
You steal
not
items.
Not right now.
Of
no.
Mechane from us.
No, we. Yes. Yes, we have. But there's something bigger. I'm not the guy. Hold on. Permission to grab my radio?
Like, all right, we're keeping an eye on you.
You're fine. Here. And I take a radio out.
Okay.
And I call back to headquarters to. Old Tucker.
Why are you calling me?
There
are literally 3 other people in charge of this facility.
Can't you just reconnect me? Like for,
I'm not your goddamn secretary.
We were friends. I'm not even rude towards you.
Oh, you're one of the friendly ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Shayna, Tucker's answering the phone again. Tucker, give me that, Tucker.
Number.
Get away, Tucker. Give me that phone.
I want my phone back when you're done with it this time.
Whatever.
Hopkins.
Your daddy can buy you a new one. Hey,
but that's besides the point.
Is that in me? Hey, in me. It's me and Shayna Gully's here with me.
So much time.
I'm on conference call from Chili's.
She's at Chili's. She's on three-way. She's about to have a three-way with Frederico and the hostess.
Bartholomew?
But that's her business. Anyway, okay. What you got there, Emmy?
So much death.
Is your mission successful?
Yeah.
You've met the cultists?
The cultists are here. Their guns are pointed at me.
The Sarkic cultist guns are pointed at you.
The Church of the Broken Soul.
God.
Oh, hail Mechain.
Hail Mecha.
Why don't you put me on line with one of the mechanists there?
Here.
In me?
Here. Here.
It's for you.
It's for you.
Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Hi, it's Scott Hopkins, Site 69 SCP personnel. I'm here with Dr. Shayna Gully.
Hey.
Why is it that all of a sudden you guys are trying to help us when normally you're constantly trying to take our precious artifacts, our pieces of our god?
Mr.
Romero.
Romero. George. Can I call you George?
You can call me Robert.
Rob, look, we know that you don't really like fleshy stuff that much.
No, we hate sarcases.
Well, we have come into possession of some information that the sun is pissed off at us. Not just us, the SCP Foundation, but like humanity in general, and wants to turn us all to a big fleshy puddle. Big fleshy puddle. No electronics mechanism, none of that at all.
Sounds like some Sarkic bullshit.
It does. And we want to stop it. Now, Shayna, we have a peace offering prepared for the mechanist, do we not?
As margarita?
Well, as many margaritas as you want. Also, we have a hold of a glass sphere that we understand was taken from one of your base recently. We were able to intercept it in transit from the bandits.
You have his broken eyes.
Is that the thing that with the sand, it gets in your eye and it fucks you up all bad?
I mean, if you're talking about the glass sphere that shoots shards of little mechanized things in your eyes.
That one. Yeah. That's the one. We got that.
Yeah, we call it his broken eyes.
Oh, okay. Well, we got
Mechane.
We've got his broken eyes.
Okay.
And we're prepared to offer it to you for cooperation in taking down these fleshy motherfuckers. Isn't that right, Shayna?
Yeah, two orders of cheese sticks.
You're doing a great job, Shayna. So what do you say there, Rob?
I'm listening.
Well, I just told you the whole deal.
So enemy of my enemy is my friend? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, pretty much. We can kill each other later.
Another round for my friends.
Okay.
Tucker's tab.
Yeah, put it all on Tucker's tab there,
I'm not paying
Shayna.
For your drinks again.
Tucker, why are you eavesdropping on this private conversation? Get the fuck out of here. This is a two-party state.
I'm in the room waiting for my phone.
Tucker, your nachos are ready.
I'm not there.
Get here.
Give me my phone back.
No, it's got your Apple Pay on it.
I am having a conversation, Tucker. Why are you so fucking rude?
This is pretty unprofessional.
This is about what I expect for the SCP Foundation.
In me.
So, wait,
describe the look on the face of Rob there for me.
It looks
What's
unused.
He look like?
Nonplussed.
Well, I'm not telling any fucking jokes, so that's about appropriate.
Okay.
Poor?
Poor.
European.
Okay.
He looks Eastern European.
Okay. The EU has taken a tank as of late.
Yeah.
He's like,
he doesn't smell that
SCP's
great either.
Getting into this fight awful late, so I feel like there's some catching up you guys need to do. So
I mean, that's what America does best: come in late and take all the glory.
So we're gonna send you some coordinates. Who you decide to send to those coordinates is up to you.
I'm going.
But once you've done so, we will send you a number that you can call. And then we can talk about next steps.
I'll call you. I'm Shayna.
I don't care.
Call me Shayna.
So, and then he says the coordinates. And he says, all right, well, I will anxiously await to hear what you find. And you just hear the phone click.
Do they not want the Ives?
And with that, we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in again. Check us out.
Can I have your phone number? You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. Your weapon of choice, Big Jim, the Knuck Lord, Chronic, Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zukari, Scabby Goose, Lost Limey, Shinigami, God King, Red Panda Bash.
Long may his donkey's tail behind him.
Sapper Supreme, and oh, I might have to check some of these. possibly Old Swamp Ass.
Poor motherfucker.
You want to support us financially, you should do so on many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chickums.church, PartyMormons.com, Raoul'sMovingCastle.com.
I love that one.
ChugYoMilk.com, DaddyDennis.com,
DaddyDennis.com.
Is that a new one?
I was going to say, when did we get that one?
Last week.
Okay.
Or simply patreon.com/botchpodcast. Want to support us but can't do it financially? Head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, and Chonky will read it here on the show word for word.
Yep.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. You can find them and their record and their EPs all over Spotify. We're on social media at Gozer_music. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. Find her all over the internet at A Swan Named Emily. Send something to the studio at P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Chonky will open up here on stream.
Not like these.
We salute you, Big Jim 5.
Big Jim.
You are this episode's
Redacted.
And as redacted. Always...
As you find a bag of cocaine and grab your AK-47, join the nearest military unit, and we'll find you.
We'll see you next week, nerds. If somebody was at the golf course with their buddy and they had a boner, if somebody put a T inside their urethra and then teed off of the dick.
How much money do you think we could make to make that video? Just for like the shock.
Is that
like
that hot dog.
The tub girl of 2024?
Could you imagine if you missed your shot, though?
Cock tees?
Even if you hit the shot, you're going to shred it.
Would that be a sound off tee off?
Yeah, cock tees. Yeah,
cock tees.
If that, I'm gonna look for that. Yeah, if that's not a thing, we have that's $1 million idea.
Them.
Yeah, that's a $1 million idea
yes,
right there.
Yes, I can.
Cock tees.
Don't just tee off.
They're
sound
one-time
off.
Time use though.
Don't just tee off.
Because resin is super.